Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes, network marketing professional here. I hope you're having a great day. What I'd like to do in today's video is discuss how to handle MLM product returns and refunds. This is going to be an informative training for new people especially. So let's get into it. Refunds are a normal part of any business. You could look at any business such as Amazon, Walmart, small mom and pop business down the road. They all have returns at some point. Now, they're probably not a large part of their business, but probably 1 or 2% of their total sales, maybe even a little bit more, is going to get returned. So they understand that. They don't take it personal when someone wants to return something. So if you're a distributor, you're building a team, returns are going to be normal in your business. Now, I'm with a new company, and I don't really handle returns. That's all done by corporate. But in my previous company I was with, maybe one out of every 300 orders got returned, or maybe even 400 orders. So it was very, very small, but it happens. If someone on your team, either a customer or a distributor, they return something, don't take it personal. It just means they were unhappy with their purchase. You want to keep your customers happy. I always tell people, think of the lifetime value of a happy customer. As an example, if a customer wants to return something and they can't, I can assure you of this. They'll probably never buy from you again, and they'll probably tell 100 people bad things about your company. Whereas a happy customer, maybe they tried a new item and they didn't like it, so they send it back. They want to get their money back, but they're happy now. So they'll keep shopping with you in the future. That is what you want. Lifetime value of a customer. I would rather have a happy customer return one item, but keep ordering from me in the future, than not be able to return their item and never order from me in the future. That just makes good business sense to take that approach. You want to work with your people and help them with their return. If they have questions or they need help, stop what you're doing and help them. Just take a few minutes, help them figure out where they need to mail it back to. Maybe they need to open a ticket with support, whatever it is they need to do, walk them through that process and offer your assistance. They will appreciate that. Another thing, don't mistreat or be rude to someone who wants to return something. That is the sign of an amateur. People have the right to return an item if it doesn't deliver or do what they thought it was going to do for them. Most companies in our industry, they offer a 30 to 90 day money back guarantee. They're going to honor that. Don't make your customer feel bad for returning something. And here's the magic question. Just ask yourself this before you deal with an unhappy customer. How would you want to be treated if you wanted to return an item? Would you want someone to blackball you or talk down to you or be rude to you? Or would you want someone to be helpful and polite and treat you well? I know the answer to that question. I know you know the answer too. So folks, expect some returns in your business. If you have 100 people ordering, you might get one or two returns. Don't freak out about it. It's normal in any business. Follow these tips and I believe you will be well on your way. You'll keep your customers happy and you'll be good to go. I hope you got some value from today's training about handling returns and refunds in your network marketing business. Don't forget to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this training. Also, make sure that you like, comment, share, and subscribe. That will help our channel out a lot. I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.